With the battle raging in eastern Afghanistan, the Pakistani government has moved to seal off any possible escape routes for the al-Qaeda fighters. Several thousand Pakistani troops have been deployed along the border. NPR's Rob Gifford reports now from Peshawar.
If he's not already decided to fight to the death in Afghanistan, slipping across the border into neighboring Pakistan could prove a tempting proposition for Osama bin Laden. The 1,500-mile border has always been as porous as a sieve. But the Pakistani government has now moved to rectify that, especially in the 25-mile stretch of border opposite Tora Bora, where U.S. forces strongly suspect bin Laden is hiding. Thousands of troops have been moved to the freezing 15,000-foot peaks and passes in Pakistan's so-called tribal areas. Islamabad usually keeps a low profile here and allows the councils of tribal elders to run local affairs. But former Member of Parliament for the region, Latif Afridi, says these are exceptional times.
For the first time in the history of Pakistan, the central government has sent regular armed forces to the tribal areas and the borders. This shows the concern of the government of Pakistan, as well as their commitment to the world coalition, that they are really serious that the terrorists should be arrested and apprehended wherever they may be in case they come to Pakistan and cross over the border.
While British and U.S. special forces are involved in the hunt for al-Qaeda leaders on the Afghan side, U.S. spokesman in Islamabad, Kenton Keith, voiced confidence in Pakistan's ability to handle the situation on its side of the border.
Of course, there are a wide range of issues and needs that come up in border security questions. And should the Pakistani authorities ask for some kind of assistance, I'm sure that it would be forthcoming. But for the moment, the Pakistani authorities have the matter in hand.
Keith acknowledged that some Taliban fighters may have already slipped into Pakistan, taking advantage of the close cultural ties between ethnic Pashtuns on both sides of the border. But observers here point out that there are large rewards offered for turning in senior Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. Behrooz Khan, Peshawar bureau chief of the national daily paper The News, says he doesn't think that either Taliban leader Mullah Omar or Osama bin Laden himself would risk crossing into Pakistan.
I personally believe that Osama bin Laden himself knows very well that there is no chance for him to be safe in Pakistan. The government in Pakistan is against him.
For some Pakistani analysts, the career of Osama bin Laden seems to have come full circle. Nearly two decades ago, in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan, he joined the fight against Soviet forces with support from the U.S. and Pakistan. Now, his former supporters are working together to tighten the noose around his neck. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.